Holy Spirit, we will never be the same.
What do you do when you have delays? The Lord knows already. You've prayed. Amen. And it looks like he's not showing up. He has his own time. That's not your time. Amen. How do you serve God and keep your shout? That's what I'm talking about. I'm praying every day. I know God told me, get up and come to America. I didn't anticipate all this. So the guy told me, well, you know, you can come and stay with my wife and I, but I can tell you now, nobody has ever stayed with us and it ended well. What a vision. I said, really? He said, no, it's always ended up in, you know, all kinds of problems. All right. He said, now, we will always have food in the house, but there's no promise that it will be cooked. I said, I don't have a problem cooking. I can cook. All right, so I went over there. They said, okay, now, this is what we do. This is what we've been doing to survive. So they get these contracts where they clean up Burger Kings and Crystal hamburger places, or McDonald's and all of this. Somebody has to come in and clean all those ovens and vents and stuff like that. Do the parking lot, do the doors and windows, the glass and all of that. This guy got all these contracts because he was preying on us who were new and we didn't have any papers or whatever. So nothing is written down. And you do a whole store, he will only pay you 3 hours at $4, $12. See now, the people I was giving this testimony yesterday was telling me, you know, you need a phantom, Rolls Royce phantom. Mm. I said, well, let me tell you where I came from before you are dreaming about phantom. You see now, when you see what God has done, I want you to see where I came from. Yes. I had a degree in my pocket. Like one guy I told here, I said, listen, man, go to Kroger, get any job, just put your hand somewhere. He said, I have a degree. I said, okay, then go to Kroger and give them your degree. Let me see if they will hand you groceries. God said, I bless anything you set your hand on. So you can go there. Tomorrow you become the supervisor. Anyway, so they signed me up doing that stuff. So the first thing, you know, when you don't fit anything, people can spot it a mile away. Here I'm going to clean up. I have my designer jeans and this beautiful red shirt on. And as soon as I come in, you know, these sisters can't hold any water. As soon as I walked in, here goes one young lady. He don't look like anybody that should be cleaning up. Something's wrong with this picture. Man, that just hurt me. And the devil is beating me up. You see now what you've come to? You're making noise. God has healed you. See? God told you to come to America. Don't you see where you are now? He was just tormenting me. I hadn't learned how to shove him off. So I just ignored him. I started cleaning up and all of that. And why won't you leave it alone? I'm cleaning up and they're still talking. Look at him, you know. I've never put my hands in the trash. I was looking for a glove. They said, don't you see? He don't know what he's doing. I looked at my hand and I looked at the trash. That's why, you know, all these people are now living good off of me. And they haven't suffered anything. That's why they got, you know, sharp mouths, because they haven't suffered. Anyway, when they're talking about me, I just ignored them. I cleaned up. But those people never kept any food. They will always eat out. I was hungry. And I was losing weight fast. So I went through the first 2 weeks. And then my car broke down. And took exactly the amount of money they paid me. I told you I've always been a God watcher. So I was wondering, what does this mean? Okay. I had to get my car fixed. I didn't know he was taking it. I went to the place and they fixed my car. And they asked me to pay. And I paid. I said, well, that's all the money they paid me. Wow. So the first breakthrough of sorts that happened was I went back to work. This time I went early. So the manager was still there. And when I walked in, he looked at me and said, well, are you hungry? I said, yes. He said, you could have told me all this time. We're throwing away hamburgers. You eat all you want and drink all the soda you want. So I took out the crystal hamburger. Then I opened it. I saw this green stuff. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know it was pickle. So I moved it out. I went and got ketchup. At least I know ketchup. I put it and then closed the thing. And I ate it. And I drank some Coke. Ooh, hallelujah. I said, thank you, Lord, for dinner. I ate about 4 or 5 of them things and threw the rest in the trash. That's why till today I still haven't eaten crystal. I don't want to smell that thing. I don't want to taste it. I graduated. Hallelujah. So now I got paid again. And my car broke down. And took exact, I said, God is telling me that this is not what he wants me to do. May I let you know this afternoon that God's mind towards you is greater than your covetousness.
Amen.
No, you shouted, but did you get it? I said, God's mind towards you is greater than your covetousness. Your covetousness is trying to sell you cheap to settle for what God doesn't want. But what God has for you is greater. So when you see me today riding good, wearing good, eating good, it's because my Father was bringing me to a good land. It's a prepared blessing. And I'm not ashamed. So, I went to the last store, I cleaned 3 a night. I went to the last one, it was Beaufort Highway and 285. There's one store over there. So, I came in on this night. Here comes this young lady. She said, we've heard about you. I said, what have you heard? She said, hey, come here. I just come from Africa. It's not like now, I'm all Americanized and you're hugging and all of that. So when she came to grab me, trying to hug me, hallelujah. In my book then, that was fornication. I ran outside. She was shocked. She said, what's wrong? And I went outside. I started crying. I said, Lord, I didn't come to America to lose my salvation now. You need to do something. I'm telling you. She said, no. You don't have to worry about it. I'll take care of you. I'll do all this. I said, no. And I went home that morning, and I prayed all day. I'll fall asleep, and I'll wake up, and I'll continue to pray. And I prayed until it was 10 p.m. when I leave for work. And I went to work. And I came home again. And I prayed all day long until I went to work. And on the third day, at 4:20 in the afternoon, suddenly, the cloud of God's glory filled the room. I didn't say, this fake cloud that you see here. No, the cloud filled the room. God descended in there. And he said, I will set you in a ministry in this city. Boom! And the cloud lifted. It was like, wow! I said, I'm home free. I skipped some steps because even before I started doing that clean up stuff, I saw one ad and I went over there. Hey, I felt so bad. The devil was talking trash. Do you know what these people were doing? They were sending you out on the street with all these fake gold chains to be hawking. I just left there and got in my rusted car and drove off. I said, I know it's bad, but I'm not doing that. Well, what do I look like going on the street? I said, no, I'm not doing that. So I got up and went to work that night. And then when I came home, that was now Thursday morning, God said to me, do you remember the church somebody took you to 6 months ago? I said, yes. He said, it's around the corner. I'll take you to it. I didn't start hearing from God yesterday. He said, get in the car. I got in the car. He said, back up. I backed up. It was like a dictation. And then I backed up. He said, now go. I got to when you get to the end of the driveway into that apartment complex, there's a traffic light. He said, turn right. I turned right. And I got to the next traffic light. He said, turn right. And I turned right. And I went 2 miles up the street, and there was the church. He said, now, come here on Sunday. That's all he said. So I turned around and went back home. Then Sunday morning, I came home from that job, and I missed one other step. I went to work, and I quit the job. Because I've been working for free. Each time I got paid, the cow took the money. So why would I be doing that? So they said, well, you got to give us a week, or is it a week? So, so I quit that Wednesday. So I'll go to the next Wednesday. So on Sunday morning, I came home, took a shower, put on a beautiful suit. My brother bought me from New York. I wasn't looking broke at all. I looked like I got money. Hallelujah. I got to church, and then I came from the back door, and there was the pastor standing there. And I greeted him, and I went past him. As soon as I opened the middle door to go into the sanctuary, he said, hey! Hey, you! Come here. So I turned around, and I came to him. And I said, what can I help you with? Later on, I was wondering, why did I say that? I should have been asking him, what can you help me with? He said, God just spoke to me about you. I said, what did he say? He says, he told me you're a man of God and we should work together. Come and see me Monday morning. Now, the few people here from my old church will know that what I'm telling you now is true. He told me to come at 10 o'clock. I got there like 10:15. He was there waiting on me. If pastor tells you 10, expect him by 12. But this one, he was there before time, waiting on me. And when I came in, you see how God works. This is what I'm telling people. Okay. You have to decide. Even if it takes a million years, I'm going to wait for God.
Amen.
I'm not going to live a life begging. I have a breakthrough with my name on it.
Amen.
And it will come and meet me at my altar.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm not chasing after anybody or some name. Whatever God has for me will meet me here at this altar. All my answers are here. All my breakthroughs are here. I am chasing nothing.
Amen.
Look at how God works. As soon as I walked in, he said, you are the first African I have ever met. He said, from the time I was young, my dad was serving this very wealthy man who had ulcers and didn't have any family. I couldn't eat anything. We were enjoying his money. His dad bought a house in Buckhead, and when black folks can't even venture there, because he was serving that white rich man. He said, so we've had Africans in our home. He said, you are the first African I've ever met who asked me what he could help me with. Everybody has asked me for what they wanted. He said, what can you do in ministry? I said, whatever you need. I said, I can preach. I can teach. I can lead worship. I can play the guitar. I can dabble on the piano. I can play little drums. I said, whatever. He said, hey, come on. I'll be right back. I didn't know I was full of pride. He went and came back and gave me a check for $200. And I broke out crying. Lord, has it come to this that we are taking handouts? I didn't know I was full of pride. Like many of you are. God said, I fed you with manna to humble you. I'm not going to pour all this grace into you. That's why I tell everybody I'm a God-made man.
Amen.
When you're talking about my degrees, I don't care anything about them. They didn't bring me a breakthrough.
Amen.
My breakthrough came by faith.
Amen.
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 And I was crying. God just, in his mercy, ignored me. They came. They said, where is your car? I said, it's over there. They went and brought boxes of food and filled the car. He said, go over there and fill their pantry with food. So when those people came back, the place was filled up with cans. Because they had a Feed the Hungry program. So they gave me boxes, and I just stacked up their place. He said, now get your stuff. And they put me in a hotel. First of all, when those people came from work and I was telling them the encounter I had with God, the guy said, oh, come on. Chica, you can't do this to yourself. Huh? These people will be telling, they'll give you $20 and they'll be telling everybody, this is this African we're helping. Beloved, when God seems to be delaying, would you serve him?
Amen.
I have to leave it there because my time is gone. I'm telling you my story. Because I tell these things so you can see what God has done by his faithfulness.
Amen.
I was just, people that say I'm smart, I was just as smart then. But I was going through the process of the wilderness to enter into the promise of what God has for me.
Amen.
I told you I came to the Chevrolet dealership over here at the time. I saw this building. God did not tell me, okay, this is where your ministry will be. He didn't tell me that. I just saw a building. He didn't say anything. But yet, he belonged to me. Hallelujah. If you love God, don't let a man's unbelief determine
Amen.
Your next level.
Amen.
Then don't defeat yourself by covetousness.
Amen.
Because what God has for you is greater than your covetousness.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Even when it came to airplanes, didn't you see? I was trying to get a propeller, but God had a jet for me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you saw Joseph on the slave block, did you see a prime minister of Egypt? Or did you see a slave? The prime ministership was in him. The slave was his condition. You are to be pitied if your external position determines your condition. I was bigger than my circumstance. I was so big, people did not notice my rusted car. And they were saying that, you know, my family was bringing me gold from Africa. And I'd be wondering, they're bringing me gold from Africa, and I'm driving this 77 Chevy. I say, is God covering me? Come on, William, you knew me then. Hallelujah. I was listening to a preacher. He said that things were so tough, he has dry cleaned his suit so many times that the thread was showing. And when he finished preaching, this person said that, you know, that the glory was shining on your suit. And over here, that's where the threads were showing. I said, God will make you look good, even when you're broke, because the glory is on you. The next move is yours. I'm going to mention this, then I'll pray because it's 2 o'clock. Watch. The proof that Mary and Martha handled the delay correctly was what they said when they met Jesus. The Bible said they worshipped. Jesus did not meet accusation, murmuring or complaining, or any attitudes. They bowed down and worshipped him. Or they said, Lord, if you had been here, our brother will not have died next Sunday. But even now, the next move is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Even now. Hallelujah.
You see now, you must prove God for yourself. I say you must prove God for yourself.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Ah, Father, thank you. You are faithful. You are able to deliver. You are able to bless. You are able to cause our destinies to turn around. Thank you for sons and daughters you are grooming. Multi-millionaires, billionaires. Here in a few years, as they follow my testimony and serve you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
I hope, beloved, that you now know us better and where we came from. The miracles of God that brought us to where we are. No, we don't look like what we've gone through because the grace of God redeemed us. The next move is yours. God is faithful. God will never fail. Okay, he just reminded me. I used to say God is faithful. He said, and true. God is faithful and true. If you respond in faith, he will respond in power. Hallelujah. Remember what I just said at the end of this message? That when the Lord Jesus arrived 4 days seemingly late, Mary and Martha did not have a judgment of him. They worshipped. And they expressed their faith that if had he been there, Lazarus would not have died. But even now, Martha said, hey, then you wonder, what is all the word Mary was hearing? Because Martha just blew the doors off of the whole thing. He said, even now, whatever you shall ask of God, your Heavenly Father, he will give it to you. Do you have an even now faith? Things have been tough, discouraging, difficult, and challenging. But even now, you know, it's a trial of your faith to feel the anointing on you, and yet you are sick. You feel like, well, with all this fire that I feel, then this thing should be gone. That's the fight of faith. That's the fight of faith. I'm about to preach a message that will bring to you, that will give you revelation and understanding, deeper insight about these matters. Hallelujah. But even now, whatever he's seated at the right hand of God, asking the Father concerning me, the Father will grant. I shared it recently, and the people were, it was such an explosion of grace in the house, people crying and shouting and screaming. It's not your prayers alone that will get you there. It's the one at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. He said that's why he's able to save you to the uttermost, to the nth degree, because he ever lived to make intercession for you. How can you depend on your own prayers alone? These things are truths that transform, as James Kennedy said years ago. You have to bury them in your heart, in your own spirit, quickening you, empowering you, helping you win. Amen. Write to us today. This is a place for you to connect. This is a place for you to put your seed in. This is a place for you to get hope, get quickened. Your youth will even return. Some of you are aging faster than you should because your meditations are off. You're depressed. You're discouraged. Let the word of resurrection give you life. Let the word of resurrection give you a future and a hope. Let the word of resurrection bring healing and deliverance into your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Amen. The next move is yours. Sow your seed. The next move is yours. Call that prayer line. The next move is yours. Write us. Let us get your testimony. The next move is yours. Give your seed to get your prayer cloth. It will be a healing balm. You carry it with you. That anointing will last. I believe at least for the next 10 years you can carry that. Because God does these 10 things with me. Amen. Are you ready for your next level? Then make your move in Jesus' name. We love you. Come study God's word with us tomorrow night. You'll leave edified and strengthened. God is moving, and there's no plan for him to leave us. No, he will be here until we leave the earth. Celebrate him. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Bless the people in Jesus' mighty name.